Lax 904 presents This Week in North Florida Lacrosse.
This Week in North Florida Lacrosse on 1010XL is brought to you by M-Shack,
Derek Prince Realtor,
and Bar Down Lacrosse.
Now here's your host, Ray Carnicelli.
And you can have your dream. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best.
Greetings. Welcome to another edition of the wildly popular, growing by leaps and bounds, Can't Miss Radio Show, This Week in North Florida Lacrosse, with special in-studio guests Jim Applegate and Christopher Milo, coming off a couple of big games yesterday for the 904 area teams. Jacksonville University, the Dolphins, put a, I guess I'd call it a beatdown. It was a beatdown on Bellarmine or Bellarmine. Chris, how do you say it?
Bellarmine.
Bellarmine. Chris, Jim, how do you say it?
Bellarmine.
Bellarmine. We had Craig Carson out there yesterday, the legendary Bellarmine Fogo. He brought back up the 2010 game where he went 60% and they defeated Jacksonville. But not so much luck for the Bellarminians yesterday, as Jacksonville secured the number 3 seed in the A-Sun playoffs. So we'll talk about that. And then Flagler College, they had a battle down there. Jim, what were the reports from the one-goal win in St. Augustine?
The reports were there were a lot of personal fouls by both teams.
So it was a street fight?
Yes, apparently it was.
And the final score there, this is where Chris usually jumps in right on time.
Yep.
14-13 in overtime. And those two teams play again on Friday at 4 p.m. Central Time. So a rematch of an overtime game in the semifinals. That's the number one seed they're playing. So, it's been a wild season for Flagler. They came out and played those non-conference teams so tough, and then they had some close losses in conference. But I believe that they are battle-tested. Obviously, they just beat the number one seed, but we don't know. Montevallo had the number one seed locked up, so were they resting players and this and that? Well, it'll all be settled on Friday in Alabama, and we are going to have the Reverend Brian Duncan on to talk about the game, the season, and Friday night's battle against Montevallo, the Falcons. High school lacrosse, I got to tell you that Nice versus Fletcher, it's a rivalry, and it's probably the most exciting storyline in North Florida lacrosse high school. What do you guys think? Chris, you first.
Yeah, I mean, I think Nice has dominated it the last couple of years, but Rodney Bird, the head coach at Fletcher, has really gotten that team playing really well, and this was the third game this season, them playing all of them close. We were watching it, and we were celebrating the Armadillo's championship out at Lynch's in Jacks Beach, and everybody was rooting on the game, and it was a great game to watch, a lot of
yeah.
fun.
Good, so it was
pretty
a one,
good high school lacrosse.
One goal Nice win, so Nice moves on, and Fletcher finished up, it was a one goal game, and so we're going to have Coach Rodney Bird on today to talk about his season. We're also going to have some Nice talk as well. And then, did you, Chris, were you out at the Ponte Vedra game, Creekside game?
I was. I was on the sideline.
Give me a couple of quick thoughts about that.
Ladd struggled a little bit. Redley Bags had a great game, doing really well. The Ponte Vedra's offense is hitting all cylinders right now. So they're looking at their next game on 5-1 at Ponte Vedra. It's going to be against Gulf Breeze. So, they should not overlook that game, but,
Did that surprise you, the Gulf Breeze St. Augustine
yes.
result?
Yes.
Jim?
It did.
Yeah, it did, but, that's a long bus ride to go out there and play that game. So, you got to put that into the equation.
Yeah, and obviously we don't know a lot about those panhandle teams, but just from the history of those programs. So, congratulations to Gulf Breeze moving on, Episcopal moves on, Bowles moves on, Lake Mary. They squeaked by, Jim?
I remember Chris saying last week he was really looking forward to that game. And what was the score, Chris?
24-0.
Okay.
Ouch.
So the Lake Mary fans
three touchdowns and a field goal.
Yeah,
that was
Lake
all.
Lake Mary fans were looking forward to it.
Good so, deal.
It looks like another rematch, right? Lake Mary and Ponte Vedra on its way.
Well
they got to get past Nice
first.
Don't
get ahead of yourself there.
Oh,
wait till we have talked to Coach Gorowski. I think he's listening,
I know.
And you just said that out loud. We'll see. We'll see. It's high school lacrosse. You never know. So we've got a lot of high school talk. We'll go through all of the brackets. We'll give you a little peek outside of the North region. I know we focus on the North region, but now I think we'll be down to, let's see, 8 times 4 is 32. No, actually 4 times 4 is 6. So 32 teams left in play because we're in the
regional semifinals,
and there's two what are they called? Classifications.
Yep. Class 1A
and 2A.
Class 2A.
So that would give us 16 teams remaining for two championship spots. Also, the national scene, all of the conferences have their playoffs completely set. Obviously, the Big Ten started their conference play this weekend. So we'll recap you on the games. It's always a fight for the home field advantage for a lot of these conferences, unlike the A-Sun, who predetermined where their conference was. A lot of teams were battling for the home field advantage, and the Ivy League was crazy, and it's going to end up being in Ithaca, and it hasn't been there, I think, since 2010 or some crazy date. And the home field advantage, especially in the Ivy League, is huge. ASUN out in Colorado, that was predetermined. So we're going to take a deeper dive into the playoffs and in the games, but we've got a lot to talk about today. But I'm going to ask everybody a favor. If you're listening, I always want your calls and texts. If you're afraid to, just do me a favor and text us and tell us where you're listening from. Because yesterday was senior day at JU, and there were so many family and friends around, and I got to talk and meet so many people, and they say they listen. Well, sometimes we're sitting in here in the studio and we're wondering who's listening. Is it just my mom? Is it just Grandma in Trary? Or is it just Grandpa Cap from Wisconsin who was there yesterday? And are the Canadians listening? So text us at 904-641. Tell us, give us your name or your initials and where you're listening from. It'll be fun to, well, it might be fun unless we don't get any texts.
You got to finish the rest of the text line. 904-641-1010.
I didn't say it all the way?
You didn't say the 1010 part.
I tell you what, I had fun calling that game with Coach Grinnelli yesterday. He did an amazing job. If you get a chance, go back and look at the archives on ESPN Plus, and I'll tweet out the highlights when those get posted. There's a couple of groups that condense the highlights. And he did an awesome job, but my point is memorizing all the names and numbers, and then when JU goes deep into the roster like they did yesterday, my brain was fried. That was a fast-paced game, a lot of goals, a lot of passing, a lot of numbers, a lot of focus. So between that and, as I mentioned before, the helmets we used in the 80s weren't very protective, and as a goalie, took a lot of headshots. So forgive me. 904-641-1010. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the number one, yes, the number one rated lacrosse show in all of North Florida. This week in North Florida Lacrosse on 1010XL.
Ray, you're a lacrosse genius. You know everything.
He's not Pistol Pete. He's Pete Prisco.
Been on the wanted list almost 20 years.
CBS Sports senior NFL writer Pete Prisco joins the Frangie Show Friday afternoons on 1010XL. Brought to you by Showtime Sports Cards and Collectibles.
With more than two decades of experience in the Florida lacrosse landscape, Blue Claws offers a local club lacrosse experience anchored in the learning fundamentals of the sport from the best coaches locally and beyond. We focus on skills, drills, technique, and hard work. We attend tournaments in Florida in both the fall and summer. We are currently accepting registrations for all seasons. Visit jacksblueclawslax.com.
What's the weekend in sports look like? I'm Dan Hicken, and I'll give you my take on The Weekend with Dan. Find it on YouTube and Facebook. Weekend with Dan, brought to you by Stone Core. We do outdoors better.
Fusing together the feel of an old-fashioned burger joint with the exceptional quality found in other Madura Brothers culinary concepts, M-Shack has been offering Jacksonville families elevated, fast-casual dining options at an affordable price for over 10 years. Today, M-Shack locations in the St. John's Town Center and the Nocatee Town Center offer guests a menu that includes all-natural, hormone-free beef burgers, all-beef hot dogs, signature cocktails, and mouth-watering milkshakes.
Hey there, all you fun-loving sports maniacs, a.k.a. taco lovers. Don here from Taco Lou. I'm quite proud to say that we have the best staff in all of Duval.
Don't you mean Louval?
Say hello to Lizzie.
Hello, Jacksonville.
I suppose I do mean Louval. Say, Liz, what's your favorite cocktail to make?
The Double Barrel Margarita. It's Herradura, tequila reposado, orange liqueur, orange juice, and our homemade sour mix. We call it Lou Brew. Give it a good shake and serve.
Well, thanks, Lizzie.
Come in and hang with me at the bar. Tokaloo and Jacksonville Beach.
Lax 904 is thrilled to welcome Bar Down Lacrosse as the title sponsor of all of our broadcasts. We are players, parents, and fans of the game, inspired by the friends we've met along the way. You've got the moves, we've got the goods. Bar Down Lacrosse is family-owned and operated in Jacksonville, Florida. Our goal is to deliver quality products, develop relationships with our customers, and treat every sale with integrity. Locations also in Bonita Springs and Pensacola. Visit bardownlacrosse.com.
Mueller Air Conditioning presents...
Are you cool?
Today's challenger, a corporate management manager from Jacksonville, Florida. Meet Les Blankston.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
That is a remarkably beige suit there, Les. Tell us, why are you on the show?
Well, I just replaced my old air conditioner with a new one from Bueller, and I'm just so comfortable these days. I wondered, am I cool now?
Let's find out, Les. Go ahead and spin the wheel.
That's right, Les. By upgrading your old AC to a more energy-efficient model from Bueller Air Conditioning, you'll save money, save energy, and proudly show your family that
you are cool.
Ooh, do you think I should get a mohawk?
Pace yourself, Les.
Stay cooler with Bueller.
Visit BuellerAir.com. You know, they say April showers bring May flowers, but about nigh, they're bringing more than just blooms this April. Pick and hear, gang. It's time to spring into action and refresh your vision for the brighter days ahead. Don't let cloudy vision rain on your parade. From dry eyes and allergies causing irritation to cataracts blurring your vision, Bout and I can help protect what's important to you. If you're experiencing problems with your vision, call or visit BoutandEye.com to schedule your consultation. Bout and I and Associates, keeping the First Coast focused.
1010XL is presented by Farrah & Farrah, exclusive injury law firm of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Protecting you and your family. Call 396-5555, Jacksonville.
Exhilarating like a dodge down the alley. It's this week in North Florida Lacrosse on 1010XL.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to This Week in North Florida Lacrosse. I am Ray Carnicelli, joined by Jim Applegate and Chris Milo.
It's made with bits of real panther, so you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. It stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
And we're going to welcome on a real panther, the junior attackman out of Nice, Nick Perkins. Nick, how you doing today?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great. Hey, congratulations on the season so far and that big win versus Fletcher last night. First of all, just give me an overview of the season. There's been some ups and downs, but the Panthers just keep battling.
It's a pleasure to be a part of the team. We got a lot of players that they're just like in it to win it. And, it's great because there's a bunch of leaders on the team and we just all work together. And every game is just more surprising how bad we want to win.
And a 7-6 win against Fletcher, that rivalry's been pretty fun this year. Some close games. Talk to me about the battles with Fletcher.
I think that, We are the better team, and we lost the first game, but I think it was kind of like a reality check for us, and we just sort of clicked, and we realized what we had to do to win, and we just kept pushing and pushing, and the biggest thing is when we get down a goal or it gets tied, like it's all about staying together as a team, like bringing each other up and just working together to bring the game to an end.
Nick, talk to me about some of your teammates who are, if you can throw some names out there, the guys who are really key, the leaders both on the field and off. I know you've had some great goalie play and face-off play and your man-down unit yesterday. Just talk to me about some of your teammates.
We'll start with the face-off kid, Connor Kuntz.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what a talent. He's D1 for a reason, going to Detroit Mercy. He keeps us in a bunch of games. Last year, he was a big just face-off role, but this year he steps into an offensive role too, and he's put up a bunch of goals as well as win most of the face-offs for our team. So we couldn't be winning without him. Our goalie, freshman, Austin Azatia, just insanely talented. He keeps us in every game. If we didn't have him, there's no way that we made it as far as we have now.
Yeah, I've had a chance to watch him a few times, and when I found out he was a freshman, I was just surprised because it's not just stopping the ball, clearing the ball and not giving up rebounds and the poise and the command. That's something that Azatea has really demonstrated to me, so I'm glad you brought him up.
Yeah, we're glad to have him, and I know at the beginning of the year he didn't even want to play goalie. So the fact that we convinced him to, and he's just been a great part of our team. And we have to thank him for getting us this far. The biggest teammate to me is Brandon Strout, defenseman. He's my matchup every day in practice. And I wouldn't be where I'm at now if it wasn't for him, because I'm playing against one of the best defensemen in the state every practice. So he's a big leader in the team. He gets everyone going. He brings everyone up. He really commands the defense. And he's just a great person. So
when I first met Coach Gorowski, he wasn't much older than you, playing X-Attack at JU, and he was always so calm and poised. I like to call him the waiter because he just serves it up with those assists that he's famous for. Talk to me about your coaching staff, Coach Gorowski, his calm demeanor, and what that means to the team.
Our coaches, I'll start with the assistant coaches. I mean, we have a stacked coaching staff, you know, a bunch of great players, and their talents just show in practice and on the sideline. Our defensive coordinator, Coach Connor Burns, very, very good at what he does. He really gets the defense going. He teaches them right, and I would say our defense is a big reason that we've made it as far as we have. They're always grinding till the end, and they rarely let up more than 10 goals. So he does a great job with our defense. We have a bunch of coaches that we're coaching to JV that came up. We have Coach Deacon. He's a professional player, box in the box league. He works with our short stick and really helps the shorty defense. And, you know, that helps me because sometimes I go down and play midi defense. So I learned a lot from him.
Oh yeah, he's a good one to learn from. If he would have just buckled his chin strap, I think he kept it loose so his helmet would come off so he could fix his hair and show off the flowing locks of the great Zach Deacon.
He's a character. We're really glad to have him. Our offensive coordinator, Coach Karen, he works with me mostly and the rest of the offense. He just gets our offense flowing, and he brings confidence into us and just keeps us calm on the field and helps us just get it all together so that we'll be putting up the goals that we need.
Well, Nick, I appreciate you joining the show this morning. We've got a jam-packed show, and I know you're busy. Lake Mary on Wednesday, that's always a tough lift, but you know, with your staff and your team, being able to keep it close and play great defense, you never know what's going to happen when you've got the specialists like Kuntz and Azatea and fill up the net. And best of luck to you on Wednesday, and thanks for joining.
Thank you.
And that was thank you. That was the Nice Panther, Nick Perkins. And now we want to jump right into our next guest, the coach of the year in North Florida, the leader of the Fletcher Senators, Coach Rodney Bird. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is it difficult to be sad about the loss but be happy about the season and how far your program's come? Or, like, where's your mind after that tight loss last night?
Well, you know, you and Jim are competitors too, man. Nobody likes losing, especially, you know, that way and that game specifically. But, you know, to think about next season, you kind of have to be happy about it. We won 12 games straight. And then we had a rough little rut after spring break, and we struggled offensively. you know, to, you know, we're trying to find our identity, and we're bringing back a lot of offensive guys. So there's some things to be positive about. But yeah, you know, nobody likes losing that game, man. Especially so tight. I almost rather get demolished. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's easier to forget, cause you try to forget it. You know, in terms of your program, last year at the end of the season, Coach Rhino invited me to address the team at their banquet, and you know, the work that Coach Cavalli did and put in, and you guys coming on to help bring it to the next level. The culture there seems really special. I love the beach. It's kind of your identity is the beach and those competitors. Talk to me about the culture that you've tried to establish and grow at Fletcher.
So it was a pretty good job of what my predecessors did, and, you know, everything that was already there when I got there. I just tried to put my own little twist on it, you know, which is just hard work, hunger, and just dedication to the game, you know. And I think it's the beach, so it's a little more chill. And so I kind of ran into some things, and kids like to surf instead of come to practice. But they really buckled down and focused. And, you know, for the most part, we were 100% committed to the same goal. You know, once the season started, and I was glad to see that. I didn't know how it would work out, you know, and it turned out pretty good. And everybody kind of, I hate saying bought in because I'm not selling anything, but everybody was committed to the same goal.
Coach, when I don't have my notes handy, I'm not great with names, but there's a one defender, the African-American kid. I think he's a junior. What's his name?
Jalen Gabb.
Does that kid want to play in college? Because I've got to tell you, out of all the kids who surprised me and just kind of jumped into my vision, he was one. That kid is the real deal.
Yeah, he does want to play in college. He actually got invited up to Hopkins and Rutgers this summer to go to their prospect days. And there's a few other, you know, D2 schools and things like that are interested in him playing for them, you know, after his senior year.
He's obviously got the athleticism, but he's got that stick handling skill and the swagger, and he's a guy that I would want on a team I was coaching or playing with or rooting for. Can you just throw out a couple of other names quick before we let you go this morning of guys that contributed this season?
Yeah, for sure. Thomas Scales stepped up in a big way after Zach Heilman got injured in our Ponte Vedra game, and you know, Tommy went and faced off, and in our district semi game, he went 9-for-17 against Connor Kuntz, who's an excellent faceoff guy, you know. So Tommy stepped up again. Aaron back in the goal, the defense all around, you know, too many names to name on defense, man. Those guys played 10 minutes of defense last night in the third quarter and let in 2 goals. So I think that speaks to them. And then, you know, we've got Bryden Spieg and Nathan Phillips last night. He had a game. He had a hat trick, and just a bunch of guys all around, man. And I'm really looking forward to working with them, and, you know, a bunch of the local kids this summer with our summer program, City to Shore, and I'm just excited, man. It was a good year.
I want to thank you for all the entertainment and joy you've brought and the hard work that you and your entire staff has put in, and congratulations on the recognition of the Coach of the Year. And once again, I'm excited about the Senators, the arrows pointing up. We knew it was a matter of time before all those feeder programs were throwing those kids in to Fletcher and things would come together. So best of luck to you this summer, and I can't wait for next year.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on again and all the support this year.
All right, thanks, Coach. That was Coach Rodney Bird of Fletcher. So quick thoughts on Fletcher, and then, Chris, you're going to – I guess there are one or two people listening.
Yeah, it's great to see the transition from, you know, from a fan perspective of, you know, they expect to go out and win now, right? In the past, it was not the case. And you can tell by, you know, by Rodney's, you know, demeanor that, you know, he feels the same way, right? They expect to win every game they're on that field.
Just a couple of so we got a call from Bill from Atlantic Beach, which was nice. Stan Williams listening from Duval
County. Stan the man. Yep. Is he golfing today? Does he golf?
I'm not sure if he does, but maybe he should be. It's a nice day out. We have a text from Italy, all the way from Italy. Santagata sui du golfi. So my parents out there listening, keep it up, fellas, from James Foote from Flagler. The Harrisons traveling back to North Carolina. See you in Colorado. Fins up. And then, Ray, Andy Heston, the Associate AD of Student Athlete Services at JU, here listening. He says, great job to you and Coach Grinnelli yesterday. Thank you for educating this Southerner every week. And then he say, has a question. What did you like most about JU's victory yesterday? It seems like they played really disciplined.
Ooh, that's a good one, because listening to Coach Galloway before the game, somebody asked him what would he be really happy with. And part of it was just the poise of the team, because Bellarmine tries to throw you off your game and get chippy. But I guess the thing that I was most happy about, and we're going to talk a lot of JU in the second half of the show, was their ability to use their depth and not blink an eye. They went four midfield lines deep when it was still a game. And I mentioned to Coach Grinnelli on the broadcast that Bellarmine came out strong, but I didn't think they'd be able to keep up that pace. And, you know, we know the depth of the offensive midfields, and you throw in the depth of the D-middies and the rope unit and the solid defense. Taguri playing against Playstead, you didn't even know Playstead was on the field. He had a goal, kind of a, you know, cleanup goal at the end. But, boy, what an all-around performance. So I hope that answers the question. Once again, Coach Grinnelli was good, so you guys have somebody nipping at your heels for that spot in the booth next year, which I know neither one of you really mind. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to come back, talk to Coach Duncan, and then JU Talk, your calls and texts. Let us know where you are and where you're listening from, 904-641-1010. You're listening to This Week in North Florida Lacrosse on 1010XL.
I'm Hacker, and Denny Thompson and I will navigate you through the Florida football offseason during the Gator Bites podcast, presented by Southeast Orthopedic Specialists. New episodes drop every Friday. Get Gator Bites where you find podcasts.
Founded in 2014, Cantina Louie was built on the principle of serving products of the highest quality with an ambiance that is perfect fit for any occasion. Our wide selection of creative offerings is sure to appease everyone's appetite, from a la carte tacos to specialty cocktails to authentic Mexican street food and more. Cantina Louie is guaranteed to satisfy your Mexican cravings. Locations throughout North Florida.
The Sawgrass Marriott Golf Resort and Spa is the perfect place for indulging in a pampering spa treatment. This Mother's Day season, give the gift of wellness with a gift card and take advantage of the spa's current promotion. Buy a $75 gift card or more and guests get a credit towards a future service. With healing massages, revitalizing facial treatments, and more, a day at the Sawgrass Spa makes a perfect gift for everyone. Purchase in person at Sawgrass Spa during operating hours.
Buying or selling a home? Call Derek Prince with RE/MAX Specialists. With the limited number of homes on the current Northeast Florida market, you need an agent with the right connections, technology, and strategies to achieve your home buying or selling vision. Whether you're feeling overwhelmed and want someone to take the wheel, or you just need a second opinion, you can count on Realtor Derek Prince with RE/MAX Specialists. Visit Derek's website at DerekPrinceSells904.com. That's DerekPrinceSells904.com, or give him a call at 904-563-5050.
When they were little, the other girls played with dolls.
Aww.
They played with footballs.
You're them?
Yes, it's us.
Helmets and heels.
From the First Coast Lighting Studios at 1010XL.
Weekdays noon to 2.
Some girls have all the fun.
Lax 904 is thrilled to welcome Bar Down Lacrosse as the title sponsor of all of our broadcasts. We are players, parents, and fans of the game, inspired by the friends we've met along the way. You've got the moves, we've got the goods. Bar Down Lacrosse is family-owned and operated in Jacksonville, Florida. Our goal is to deliver quality products, develop relationships with our customers, and treat every sale with integrity. Locations also in Bonita Springs and Pensacola. Visit bardownlacrosse.com.
Imagine driving a late model Corvette, BMW, Mercedes, Lexus, Honda, Chevy, Ford, and more, all at a fraction of the original sticker price. Visit Vaughn Motor Group's indoor showroom and browse a great selection of dream cars that are inspected with warranties. Before you make your next auto purchase, check out Vaughn Motor Group on San Jose Boulevard or at VaughnMotorGroup.com for a complete inventory listing. If you can dream it, you can drive it at Vaughn Motor Group.
With more than two decades of experience in the Florida lacrosse landscape, Blue Claws offers a local club lacrosse experience anchored in the learning fundamentals of the sport from the best coaches locally and beyond. We focus on skills, drills, technique, and hard work. We attend tournaments in Florida in both the fall and summer. We are currently accepting registrations for all seasons. Visit jacksblueclawslax.com.
1010XL is presented by Farrah & Farrah, exclusive injury law firm of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Protecting you and your family. Call 396-5555, Jacksonville.
Now more of the fastest game on 2 feet with This Week in North Florida Lacrosse on 1010XL. And a lullaby, rocking mountain
high, Colorado, rocking mountain high. Welcome back to This Week in North Florida Lacrosse, brought to you by Bar Down Lacrosse, M-Shack, Jack's Blue Claws, Derek Prince of Remax Specialists, and Cantina Louie. Got the Rocky Mountain High going. We'll talk some JU lacrosse coming up shortly. But Coach Duncan of the Flagler Saints has a little Alabama getaway coming up. Dunk, before we talk about Montevallo, let's talk about Montevallo yesterday, because we got back-to-back games. Would you consider that a street fight or a cage match?
I mean, it seemed like a cage match. I mean, the two teams just went at it from the very first whistle. So it was a great day of lacrosse. We had great weather and good fan crowd support, and so it was a great day down at the Den.
At the end of one quarter of play, the score was tied at 3. At the end of two quarters of play, the score was tied at 6. At the end of three quarters of play, it was tied at 10. Regulation tied at 12. And then I believe it was Trace McDonald called game. What a battle it must have been.
It was great. I mean, our goalie played great. He had 17 saves yesterday and just was steady the entire day and saw the ball. And the defense did a great job of just keeping the guys taking shots that he wanted to see. And, you know, it's a very crafty team. It's a bunch of Canadians that they use on offense. And it's a hard unit to stop. So the defense did a phenomenal job yesterday of being physical and just not letting them get to their comfortable spot.
You mentioned number 10, the lefty goalie, Nate Lehrer. And over his career, you had talked to him about, you know, listen, you're going to have some competition this year, you know, and these guys understand that your job is to find the best player to put on the field. And time and time again, it ended up being Nate Lehrer, and he's been special for you.
He's been great. You know, we've tried to bring in competition every year he's been here, club years and the first 3 years here now as NCAA. And, you know, we've tried to have him have to be competitive, and he's stood up every time. And he's very composed in the way he plays the game. He's very quiet. He's not a big screamer and a big motivator in that way, but he's steady. He's a wrestler, so he understands how to kind of just use his mind and stay in the game and stay in the moment. And he's never too high. He's never too low. So I think that helps him in the cage.
So, hey, Dunk, it's Jim Applegate. One of the stats that kind of stood out at me in talking about the cage match is the EMO from both sides, right? It looks like Montevallo went 1-for-7, Flagler goes 1-for-6. And what do you try to do in the next couple of days leading up to Fridays to try to improve on the EMO?
Well, I think both of us went generic yesterday. I think both teams just kind of, we threw it all on the field and decided to play head-to-head and not really show our hands. I would have to imagine they did the same. So I think next week, you know, all the plays will come back into effect on the extra man. And you know, I think even in some 6-on-6, you'll see more sets that'll happen to try to, you know, get goals.
Coach, you've made that trip a couple of times. What are the challenges, and how do you feel about your guys having to do this on the road again?
Well, usually the challenge is the long, 10-hour bus ride. By the time when you're on a bus and it's an 8-9-hour drive, by the time you're done, it's 10, 11, 12. So I think we're going to break it into 2 days. We're going to leave on Wednesday evening and after exams and get on the road and have 2 days of travel and kind of just slow it down a little bit for ourselves. So I think that's the biggest challenge is the bus ride. The second challenge is we got to go play on grass. You never know what the weather might be. So I think that's a, another factor. So we'll practice on grass this week and get our legs ready for it.
You know, Tyler Douglas and Trace McDonald and Burton and Shaw, all these guys, it's such a well-balanced team, and that's something you haven't had in the past. And we've talked about it with you on the air, and we've talked about it without you on the air, that this Flagler program has come so far in such a short period of time, and I think that you expect to win and have a real optimistic attitude about your chances to win a conference title.
I mean, that was the goal from day one, you know, for this year. We made a conference champion game last year. We were competitive in that game. And I think our team came out this year and decided that they wanted to make that an actual goal to win the conference. And so we put it down on paper. And, you know, we started off, you know, with two losses, with three goals. It was an overtime game and a two-goal loss game. And, you know, we had some guys injured during that time period, and we just had to go fight through it. We're fairly healthy. I mean, we got a couple guys that have been injured and they're out for the year, but you know, for the most part, we're ready to go for next weekend, and it'll be exciting to kind of get our team back up there and you know, have to take on a really good team. I mean, Montevallo is tough.
Well, Dunk, you got a lot of people here in North Florida, and I know from your lineup and your roster, people around the country are rooting for you and the boys and Flagler. And hey, listen, go do some work in Alabama and bring that Peach Belt championship back to North Florida.
Hey, we're going to go out there and give it everything we got, man. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate you having me on today.
Coach Brian Duncan and the Flagler Saints on their Alabama getaway. And we talked about this, fellas, the that program being able to compete. And that program's come a long way with the Landers and Montevallo and the way that Flagler competed in the very tough Sunshine State Conference games. I'm excited for Coach Dunk and all of his hard work, and I really gotten to enjoy watching those guys play.
Yeah, we've talked about it year after year, how we see the scores when they play the Tampas and the Rollins, and we see the scores getting closer and closer.
So, Chris, how's that text line? Is it still hopping? I know I've got a couple on my phone that had somebody text me from Canada and say that they're listening, and then a couple of my New York people as well. Hey.
No, we haven't gotten any more.
904-641-1010. So we're going to talk heavy on JU in the last segment, Chris. The high school playoffs. So let's just wrap it up with what's upcoming this week, locally and around the state.
Which class do you want
to
go?
2A or 1A? Let's start with the 1A, the smaller schools.
All right. So 1A, Bowles Episcopal rematch on 5-1, and then we have Oak Hall and Pensacola Catholic on 5-1. So that's up in this area. Cardinal Mooney is going to play Calvary Christian. Community School plays Jesuit. St. Andrews against Oxbridge.
Nice.
Gulliver Prep plays St. John's Paul II. Lake Highland Prep plays Holy Trinity Episcopal. And then Benjamin and St. Edwards.
Okay, got some good games there. How about the 2A?
Lake Mary Nice, which we talked about. Ponte Vedra versus Gulf Breeze.
Both on?
Every game is on 5-1 on the FHSAA website as of right now.
On Wednesday,
I'll
okay.
say that right now.
What about out of our region?
Plant is playing Lakeland. Lakewood Ranch is playing Newsom. Jupiter is playing Columbus. St. Thomas Aquinas is playing Boca Raton. Vero Beach plays Vieira. And Winter Park plays Boone.
All right. So, Jim, give me the winners in Class 1A and Class 2A, state champions.
State champions?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say Bowles is going to go upset St. Andrews, a rematch of last year's state championship.
Okay. Coach West and the boys will like to hear that.
Yeah. And then and as much as I'm a PV fan, I just think Lake Mary has too much power. I don't see anyone beating them right now.
Well, I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that, but I know everyone knows that you're giving your opinion, and that's what we do here. So, Chris, when we come back, I sent you all my picks from last week. Let's pull those up. We're going to come back and go heavy JU to close out the show. Some NCAA updates as well as some locals and their performances. Yeah, well,
one more thing before we go to break, so you can think about this in the break. There's one player on 904 alumnus who had 5 assists in a single game, in his last game. I want you to tell me or guess who it is when we come back from the break.
Okay, it wasn't Maximus Shalit, so okay, I'll work on that. We're going to go ahead and take a break and come back. Give us a call if you have any questions about JU, Flagler, the national scene, the high school scene, 904-641-1010. It's this week in North Florida lacrosse on 1010XL.
For your chance to win four-day VIP weekend passes for the Welcome to Rockville Festival in Daytona, May 9th through 12th, text the word ROCK to the 1010XL text line designed by Lifetime Enclosures at 641-1010.
M-Shack Burgers, Shakes, and More is the newest sponsor of our Lax 904 broadcast. Fusing together the feel of an old-fashioned burger joint with the exceptional quality found in other Madura Brothers culinary concepts, M-Shack has been offering Jacksonville families elevated, fast casual dining options at an affordable price for over 10 years. Today, M-Shack locations in the St. John's Town Center and the Nocatee Town Center offer guests a menu that includes all-natural, hormone-free beef burgers, all-beef hot dogs, and mouth-watering milkshakes. Friends and families of La Crosse in North Florida will love the gourmet shakes like the glorious Oreo cheesecake, mouth-watering cookies and cream, mind-blowing pecan pie shakes, and more. In addition to the amazing M-Shack burger, be sure to try a sunrise burger, veggie burger, or the amazing gluten-free CrossFit burger. Lacrosse fans, visit mshackburgers.com to see the entire menu or visit an M-Shack in person today.
Discover the timeless beauty of stone with Art of Natural Stone, offering an extensive selection of products. They cater to every design aesthetic. And not just a supplier, they also provide the installation. Skilled craftsmen ensure a flawless finish every time with Art of Natural Stone. You receive not just a product, but an inviting welcome home experience. So embrace the elegance of your own yard this year with artofnaturalstone.com. Open to the public on Phillips Highway and on Beach Boulevard.
Buying or selling a home? Call Derek Prince with RE/MAX Specialists. With the limited number of homes on the current Northeast Florida market, you need an agent with the right connections, technology, and strategies to achieve your home buying or selling vision. Whether you're feeling overwhelmed and want someone to take the wheel, or you just need a second opinion, you can count on Realtor Derek Prince with RE/MAX Specialists. Visit Derek's website at DerekPrinceSells904.com. That's DerekPrinceSells904.com. Or give them a call at 904-563-5050.
Learn more about Jacksonville's newest faces.
What is the difference between a first-round pick and a seventh-round pick?
A lot of money.
Listen for 1010XL Draft Profiles, brought to you by Total Business Systems. Visit JacksITExperts.com. 1010XL is presented by Farrah & Farrah, exclusive injury law firm of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Protecting you and your family. Call 396-5555. Jacksonville.
Buckle up your chin strap. You're listening to This Week in North Florida Lacrosse on 1010XL.
So, real quick, Ray.
Yes, sir.
I know we came back last break with this Rocky Mountain, John Denver.
Never get too much.
You know
this.
John Denver is full of crap, man. You know that, right?
What do you mean?
Have you ever seen Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, no. I have seen Dumb. I don't remember that, though.
What? When they go the wrong direction?
Oh, yeah, I remember the
and
scene
and all
that.
And he wakes up and he's like, man, I thought the Rocky Mountains be a little rockier than this.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking the same thing. I missed the reference. And usually I'm way better at that than players' names and numbers and lacrosse rules and so forth. But listen to that music.
Yeah.
This is the time of the show where I want to make a plea to our audience. As you know, I have a GoFundMe account. And we're trying to raise funds to send Jim Applegate, Chris Milo, and Ray Carnicelli to Colorado this week. And if we can't raise all that money, let's just focus on me for a minute because it's all about me.
Okay.
Airfare, hotel, I will take care of my bar tab, probably food.
Got a way to take
expenses.
One for the team.
So you can hit me up and we'll start raising funds to send Ray to Colorado. Somebody on a tweet yesterday said, we'll pay for you to go there but not come back. Do you know who that was? That was Joe Burns. Can you believe he would say something like that to me?
I could see Joe Burns saying
that. What is the reason for the trip?
Well, Jacksonville University, I don't know if you listen to our show ever, Casey. They're in the A-Sun playoffs, and the games are in Colorado this week. They're going to be playing Tuesday against their arch nemesis, the bane of their existence last year. We like to call him Bobby Moe, but the college is called Robert Morris. It's a quarterfinal game of the A-Sun. And then, when they win that game and they dispose of Bobby Moe, they're going to win their rematch against Utah. And then when they dispose of Utah and avenge that early season loss, they're going to defeat Air Force for the second time in 3 weeks and the second time in 2 seasons. And then they're going to take on, I suspect, Notre Dame. And that ought to be a good game. So next week's show, we'll talk a little bit about the Air Force JU game and the upcoming Jacksonville versus Notre Dame matchup.
So you know that Mr. Griffin here at 1010XL is more than likely listening to this award-winning show. Why wouldn't he be?
Exactly.
So,
my mom.
If we need me to accompany you and engineer such a show up there, and then, you know, I don't know, he seems to always have a good contact with the airlines and
hotels. All right,
hotels.
Well, I like the way you think.
So we could go ahead, Steve, if you're listening, which we know you are, you can hit us up on the text line at 904-641-1010 and go ahead and just give us the thumbs up, and I'll go ahead and make plans and let my cousin Eric know that I won't be able to make it in next week.
And also, you can text your pledge into 904-641-1010. Let us know how much you're going to donate to getting Ray to Colorado, because I don't know if you noticed yesterday, I was at the game and Jacksonville won. I don't know if it's a coincidence or not. So let's talk about the game. Jim, you were there on the sidelines, up close. What was the scene like on Rock Beach?
You know, senior day, very special day. The families and the friends around the sidelines really just enjoyed themselves. There was a couple of old alumni parents that came in, and they said, "Oh, this game's kind of boring." I'm like, "Are you kidding me? This is what you want."
Mr. Milliken, yes. And who else was there? Mr. Dovan,
Gleichenhaus.
Smiths yes, were there. Right. Yeah, so it was an old home week. And the number of friends and family on the field for the seniors was pretty impressive as well. I will say, during the broadcast, I thought it was a very good broadcast. Ty Grinnelli was awesome. He knows those players inside and out, and he's charismatic and did a great job. But I broke protocol at one point, and I try to – everyone knows I'm a JU fan, but when I do the games, I try to be straight up. But when Sam Chase scored, I vocally cheered, might have jumped out of my seat just seeing him score. I know the late, great Brooke had some friends there as well that came in to support Sammy. And when he scored that goal, I screamed and jumped on the air. So anyone who that bothered, bleep, bleep, bleep. That's me bleeping myself. So I'm going to go through the goal scores because there were a lot of them. Before the game, I had mentioned that I thought Marshall McGuire and Ethan Lamond would have big games just because the struggles at defensive midi for Bellarmine and the focus on JU's attack. So here we go. Jackson Intrieri, 3 goals. Jacob Greiner, 3 goals. Marshall McGuire, 3 goals. Jack Taylor with 2. Ethan Lamond with 2. Sam Chase had a goal. Gavin Angel had a goal. Nathan Kapp had his 2nd goal with his grandfather at the game. So his grandfather's attended 2 JU games, and Nathan Kapp's delivered 2 grandpa goals. So 2 for 2 with grandpa. Hopefully grandpa's going to Colorado. It's love meeting the families, and he stroked my ego by saying he likes when I call the games, so that was nice. Nikki Brown, Theo Kostakos, which I was corrected. Ty Grinnelli, I've been saying Kostakos wrong all along, but not this name. I get this one right every time. Anthony Caputo, he had a goal as well. Braden Harrison, I think they are listening, heading back to North Carolina, and Cam Smith, and then the assist, Intrieri with 4, Greiner with 3, Taylor with 2, Caputo with 2, Cap with 1, Brown with 1, Osborne with 1, Krupski with 1, and Cohen had 1. Krupski had a goal as well, and I left that off. And that, Jim, you liked that goal, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was laughing. His dad was standing next to me, I just looked and said, boy, that kid does have a left hand.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about his potential and his playing time, and when he's assertive, like, somebody needs to make that kid mad, because I think he needs a little bit more of an edge and just being more assertive, and that he'll grow into that and the confidence. He's around a lot of 5th years and 6th years, and he's a freshman, so that can be intimidating a little bit as well.
Yeah, I think like you said, he's just letting the game come to him a little bit more, and as he matures, he'll be more a dominant force in there.
What somebody asked me earlier, what really impressed me about the team in the game yesterday, Jim? What do you have to say?
They got down 2-0. I thought Coach Galloway taking that early timeout, getting in the team's head a little bit and saying, guys, we got to finish this game. But from that point on, they just dominated. So my big thing is they took care of business, right? They, you know, they start, you know, Coach Galloway mentioned about, you know, being playoff, you know, ready
and senior
going
day
into the playoffs and right. And so, you know, just having that momentum and building that momentum going into this week, I think was huge.
22-7. We can look at the rest record here, but the number of times that they've held their teams to 7 goals, I think it's in all but 3 or 4 games. I mean, under 10 goals, I should say, which is, you know, kind of like a magic number, keep them under 10. And Jacksonville is way up there on the defensive scoring, despite giving up a bunch to Duke. And then, you know, I think that's 3 out of their last 4 games they've scored 20 goals, possibly. Lindenwood, 4 out of the last 5, maybe. Lindenwood, Queens, Detroit, and now Bellarmine. So that's 4 A-Sun games where they've scored at least 20, I think.
Queens was 19-5, okay. So they missed it by a goal.
They've been averaging over 20 though,
yeah.
in those games. So, correct. And obviously the overtime win. Not a lot of zone, not a lot of success in the zone. Bellarmine tried it, but Jacksonville's faced so much zone this year that they've gotten better at it. And, you know, those outside shooters, having Caputo and Lamond and Taylor being able to stretch the defense, and Griner when he's up top. From where Jacksonville was earlier in the season against the zone to now, if Robert Morris, I don't know what to expect from them, but if these teams in the playoffs want to throw the zone at JU, I feel okay about it. How about you, Jim?
Yeah, I think they're starting to fight to get to those shooting spots that we mentioned. I think earlier in the season they were they were taking really bad angle shots, and I think, you know, the coaches got into the players and saying, hey, you know, we got to be better, you know, and give ourselves an opportunity to score on those shots. And so,
yeah, a little bit about the Della Rocco Bowl. Christian, the attackman for Bellarmine, and Ryan, the goalie for JU. The mom had the house divided shirt on. It was awesome. And saw a picture of her with her boys after the game. And Ryan held Christian in check. He really didn't get too many shots. Then he had that garbage goal. Did you see the goal, Jim? Because I was doing the broadcast, and I lost the ball, and we didn't get a replay on it. And it looked like it might have got hung up in Ryan's shirt or in his feet or something, and then all of a sudden Christian picks it up and dumps it in the back of the net.
Yeah, I really didn't. At that point in the game, we were kind of, you know, chuckling up on the sideline, so unfortunately I missed that.
So, you know, once again, you know, in terms of JU, they cleared the ball all right. Quinn Fuller had a couple of cause turnovers. Jacksonville did a nice job on the faceoffs as well. There was a time where the faceoffs really helped Jacksonville. 18 for 22 for Nathan Kapp. So that's a huge day, and we need more of that on Tuesday. Okay. So let's answer Chris's question and then go around D1 because we're running out of time. So I'm going to say, without knowing, without looking, busy day yesterday, I'm going to say Freddie DiMarzo. No, I'm sorry. No. Freddie Amato.
I'm going Jack Dowd.
Jim is correct. It's Jack Dowd.
Jack Dowd.
Had 5 assists.
How many goals?
0.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
That's what threw it for me.
I mean, it's 36 goals on the season, you know, 25 assists. But shockingly, in his last game against Cabrini, he had 5 assists and 0 goals.
Those weren't exactly Silva numbers at Army. Was it Miles?
Right.
Yeah, Miles. Miles was like 100 goals and 2 assists over his career. Jack's not there, but that's impressive. What else you got, Chris, quick before we go to D1?
Eric Dobson had an assist against Virginia. Carter Parlett had an assist against Virginia. Will Krupski, as you said, a goal and assist against Bellarmine.
Mean.
Manna Wilhelm had a goal and 2 assists against Robert Morris.
Dang.
Freddie DiMarzo had a goal against Queens.
Nice, Freddie.
Dylan Hess, 2 caused turnovers against Villanova. Luke Lowry, 4 ground balls, 1 caused turnover.
Oh, he's
against
in the lineup
Cornell.
Now.
Yep. John Motz in D2, 1 goal, 2 assists against Lake Erie. And Kalani Laughlin in his last game, 2 goals versus Wheeling. And that's what I got for the
Final Four alumnus. Quick hitters in Division I, okay? Bobby Moe Air Force, quick thought. Closer than we thought, right?
Way closer than we thought.
And Jacksonville Air Force, we went through that. Merrimack over Bryant, that's a big win. And Merrimack's coach resigned after the game. And I think they're in the playoffs. They've had some problems there with an incident. He's been uber successful taking them from D2 to D1. Cleveland State beat Detroit Mercy in a play-in game, so they're in the playoffs. North Carolina upsetting Duke, huge. But North Carolina doesn't make the ACC playoffs because of goal differential.
Wow.
So that's pretty brutal. Fairfield only beat Hampton by 10, 18-8. Hofstra and Stony Brook in the Battle of the Flids was 11-9 Hofstra. Mercer over Lindenwood in a game that didn't matter, but Lindenwood battled. The Jaspers of Manhattan having a nice season, got a nice seed in the MAC quarterfinals, beating Quinnipiac. Bye-bye, Quinnipiac. Michigan in a big win over Ohio State. They're starting to dominate in the Big Ten. Princeton over Yale, that was a bit of an upset, 15-8. Let me just scan through here. Notre Dame over Virginia, just, they don't blink. Penn State over Rutgers. Coach Kerwick feels good about Penn State in the Big Ten. Harvard and Brown, 11-10. Cornell, 15-10 over Dartmouth. Hobart holds off the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure by one. This was a big game. St. Joe's and Richmond, they'll most likely face in that conference final once again. Albany with a big win. They're going to host that conference playoffs for the first time in a long time. Siena beat Marist. And then Utah hammered Queens. Our last hope for a JU bye was dashed by Utah. Okay, so ASUN, we've got Bellarmine versus Cleveland State, Jacksonville versus Robert Morris for the right to go play Air Force in Utah. Jim, how do you feel about Jacksonville getting past Bobby Moe?
I think it bodes well for JU. You know, you always have that bitter taste in your mouth from last year. I know it's a different team, and I know it's a different season, different players. But in the back of your mind, you want revenge for that game, and you want to take care of business. And I think these kids really want to come out of this going 3-0 over these next couple of days.
I will say one thing about this year's JU team, and I've got the receipts to show. I've said I've liked this team all along. I've sent Coach Galloway messages even in the early season. I like the team. The transfers. They all have something to prove. It's not a superstar going from Division I just playing for his retirement here in Florida. These guys all have something to prove, whether it's Caputo or Hobbs or Chris Darminio. So many of these guys, the D2, D3 guys, have contributed, and they've integrated into a great team. Marshall McGuire and Ethan Lamont, I'm expecting big things out of them in the playoffs. And hopefully Lamont's okay. It looked like he might have got a rib injury. We've got Juice, we've got the defense, we've got Griner and Trarian Brown. I feel really good about it, and Jacksonville's going to win that game, and we'll make plans to get out there. We're now up to $25 has been pledged so far. So, Jim, thanks a lot for today. Chris, thank you as well. Casey, great job. For Jim, Chris, and Casey, I am Ray Carnicelli. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the fastest game on 2 feet. This week in North Florida lacrosse on 1010XL 92.5 FM.